Country Bob FM.
One quick non-almanac related announcement here today.
All right.
From our friend, Lieutenant Gordon Shank, Minnesota State Patrol Public Information Officer.
Yes, sir.
Heat patrols are going to be focusing, and that what a heat patrol is, Neil. I think we've talked about it when he's been here.
Mm-hmm.
That's when they focus on speeders.
Yep.
And they're getting people to slow down. They're going to be focusing on I-35W between 94 and 494. And the surrounding areas today. So be on the lookout for extra patrols, and certainly please put your phone down.
Slow down.
Put
your phone down.
And then we're going to.
Real simple.
And in honor of that, and to commemorate that, we're going to do the almanac very slow today. We're going to stretch it out to, who knows, maybe right up to the all request lunch hour. Jeff can take the morning off because today, this date in history. Tuesday, April 19th, 109th day. That would get ordinary, right?
Yeah, people would fall asleep.
There are 256 days. Nobody fell asleep on Hugh Downs.
Well, that's
that was pretty similar to the Hugh Downs approach. 256 days until the end of the year. This date, we get to utilize Schoolhouse Rock again today.
Oh, nice.
And the shouter around the world was the start of the revolution. The Minutemen were ready on the move. Take your powder, take your gun, report to General Washington. Hurry, man, there's not an hour to
So do. This was the day. Yesterday was the Paul Revere ride, and today was the shot heard round the world. Lexington conquered British forces. The British fired. They were the ones who fired the shot around the world.
Yep.
And did Bobby Thompson have anything to do with that? Was he a redcoat? Bobby Thompson? Shot heard round the world.
Right,
whatever.
1961.
You Google shot heard round the world, Bobby Thompson comes up.
Yeah, his home run for the British. Giants, yeah.
So that's this date, 1775. 1897, first Boston Marathon was run. They just ran one yesterday. John McDermott of New York City won the race. Now it's all Kenyans.
Right.
It's all the folks from Africa dominate the marathon scene.
That even in 1897 had to be painful for the Bostonians to have somebody from New York come in and win it.
I don't know if Boston and New York had that kind of rivalry yet.
It was pre-Babe Ruth.
Yeah, pre-Babe. I mean, it wasn't the curse of the Bambino yet.
Right.
Close. I don't know. You'd have to do a deep dive. Does the hate between Boston and New York, is it solely because of the baseball teams?
No.
Does it have anything to do with other things?
Yeah.
You know, Boston had the Tea Party. New York, were they jealous of that?
Yeah.
Nueva York?
We have a harbor. We could have had a tea party.
You are going to find it pretty surprising here that I've never run a marathon. And I never planned to.
Nope.
Not a half marathon, not a quarter marathon.
I've even run out to my truck.
I've gotten gas at a marathon before.
Right.
So that was 1897, 24 of 1900, 1924.
The WIS Barn Dance is on the air!
So the National Barn Dance, which predated the Grand Ole Opry by more than a year, premieres in Chicago on WLS Radio.
How about that?
They're whooping it up. They're hollering. They're hee-hawing. 1924 in WLS with a clear channel. Big stick, as we like to say.
That's right.
In radio. Mm-hmm. Most of the country could listen to that.
Yep.
As they could also in WSM put the show on. Then there was the one down in Shreveport. Mm-hmm. A lot of those stations started, those shows started popping up. It helped to foster the popularity of country music. And it was called back then, it wasn't even country and western yet. We didn't know it as that.
No.
Yet in 1924. How about 32? Heard of Bonnie and Clyde?
Sure.
Bonnie Parker was captured on this date in a failed burglary of a hardware store. That seems below Bonnie and Clyde's. Hardware store?
Yeah.
I mean, what are they going to do next? Go to a laundromat? Yeah. And start busting open the washers and dryers?
It seems lowbrow. Yeah,
it seems desperate. Right. And, you know, desperation, then sometimes you get caught. And Bonnie Parker captured in a failed hardware store. Actually, she broke in and she wanted to make a key. So that's why they caught her, because if you had a key made knee, it takes a couple of minutes.
It does.
So she had everybody at gunpoint, and she went behind the little counter there and was making a key. Maybe it was a key to get into a bank to rob a bank later.
That could be.
Can you think of that? So right. That was in 32. We're going to move up here to 51. This is General Douglas MacArthur.
But I still remember the refrain of one of the most popular barrack ballads of that day, which proclaimed most proudly that old soldiers never die. They just fade away.
Yeah, his famous line came this day, 1951. How many people get fired and then have a chance to then, like, address the nation? Because he got fired by Truman.
Right.
Truman fired him, and then he's before Congress. And, you know, I guess he deserved it, and out of the respect because of what he did during World War II.
Right.
Douglas MacArthur, this date, 1951. I don't know, did he fade away? We've asked that question before on the Bob Almanac. How about in 56?
In Monaco itself, the smallest monarchy in the world, the entire population turned out to welcome the most beautiful princess in all the world. Hollywood's papier-mâché settings had served Princess Grace well for the new life of pomp and ceremony.
Hey, that's Monaco or Monoco or Ralphie's Monaco.
Monaco.
Yeah, I know.
I like it, though.
What?
Monaco. Princess Grace of Monaco.
We're trying to work in
our sponsors.
Our sponsors, Neil. Get with it. I thought you knew more about marketing and
shameless
product placement. Come on.
Yeah.
And it is. It's not Prince Rainier either. It's Prince Rainier.
Oh,
very nice. Please get with it. So this was the state that Grace Kelly and became the Princess Grace of Monaco. Mm-hmm. We had a Dodge Monaco. It's a nice car.
Dandy.
And you know they use those on, I don't know, I wonder how many of those Dodge Monacos they went through on Dukes of Hazzard. Because those were the cop cars after like the first or second season. They went exclusively with the Dodge Monaco. Or it could have been the Plymouth or Chrysler equivalent.
Right.
But they went through a lot of those.
Mm-hmm.
So this was the date, the big ceremony, the big wedding, and it was large. Yep. 1956, 63. Pretty famous trumpet intro here.
Love.
Johnny Cash released this single, Ring of Fire. Written by June Carter.
And it makes.
And the other Merle. Don't forget about Merle Kilgore.
No, no.
He actually recorded and released a version of this, too.
By wild desire.
But it's not as good as Johnny Cash's version.
Hard to beat that one.
Or even as good as when I sing that karaoke somewhere at a karaoke bar near you. In 87, this debuted.
Well, good night, son.
Dad?
Yeah?
What is the mind? Is it just a system of impulses, or is it something tangible?
Relax. What is mind? No matter. What is matter? Never mind.
Thanks, Dad.
I don't think he said dough anywhere there. They were a little different. The Simpsons early on the Tracy Ullman show hadn't really found their groove and their niche. Homer was way too skinny. Bart looked goofy.
Right.
Marge's hair was blue, but that was there were some similarities there, but it was different. The Simpsons debuted on this date, 1987. Still going strong today.
Amazing.
They and Bart become, Simpson hasn't no. aged a day.
No.
Hasn't grown an inch. And Homer hasn't lost any more hair. I mean, think about that.
It's rather strange.
He must be using that minoxidil stuff, which doesn't grow hair. It just keeps you from losing it.
Yep.
1993 in the news.
Now we have a very large-scale fire breaking out on what must be the south side, right near the front side of this building.
Sure.
These are some amazing pictures here. A fire has broken out, and let's just stay with this and watch it for a few minutes.
That was live coverage from Waco on this date. Some dark events on this day, just 2 years apart. First in 93, the 51-day standoff. At the Branch Davidian compound, and leader David Koresh, more than 80 other cult members died when the compound burned to the ground. There's still controversy whether or not it was actually the Davidians, the Branch Davidians, that set it on fire, or was it outside forces? I don't know. There are documentaries out there, and they're raising questions.
It burned.
It was
fast.
Bad. Yeah, it was bad. That was 1993. Again, Branch David Koresh would not be a guy that I'd listen to.
No,
I'd go, you're a nut. But obviously, other people were affected by what he had to say and fell underneath his spell.
If you will. Yeah.
1993, and then 2 years ago, this was directly related with the bombing in Oklahoma City.
The chaos in downtown Oklahoma City did indeed resemble Beirut after what police believe to be a 1,200-pound car bomb ripped through the nine-story federal building shortly after 9 o'clock this morning. More than 500 people were already in their offices, and at least 50 children were in a daycare center on the second floor.
Absolutely brutal this day, 1995. That's Timothy McVeigh and Terry Nichols. They were the ones who planned and committed the crime, Oklahoma City bombing.
Terrible.
They said it was in a direct response and retaliation of what happened in Waco 2 years earlier. They did it on the same day.
So sad.
And then 2013.
The search for a second suspect in the Boston Marathon bombing is over tonight. That caps an extraordinary day in a lockdown major American city. One brother killed in a shootout with police early this morning, and a new final turn tonight. Moments after authorities lifted the lockdown of the Boston metropolitan area, this evening, there were reports of a barrage of shots fired in Watertown.
One died, the other had to go to prison. The Tsarnaev brothers were the ones that perpetrated the Boston Marathon bombing, and one dead, one caught. Wasn't one hiding in a covered boat?
Yes.
Somewhere in Boston?
Yeah.
That was this date, 2013. Now we have birthdays today. It's time to go to Mayberry.
Hi. Anything I can do for you?
Told me there was a new lady druggist, so I come by to look at her. Are you her?
Yeah, I'm her.
You're pretty.
Thank you.
Make good faces, too.
I've had a lot of experience.
I'll tell you what, even at a young age, Ron Howard had an eye for the ladies.
Yeah, and away
as
with
Opie.
Them.
Well, yeah, I mean, they just crumbled and melted in his presence. I mean, even on Happy Days. Ask Lori Beth once.
Right.
And she looked a lot, Lori Beth looked a lot like Eleanor Donahue, who was playing Ellie. And then she was, of course, prior to that, her first role was Betty.
On Father Knows.
Father Knows Best. Yeah, so sure. Eleanor Donahue, 85. You must have been smitten.
I was.
As a fan of the Andy Griffith Show.
She was great.
As was Andy.
Right.
Maybe they were smitten together. How long were they an item on the show, Neil?
A year.
Being an historian.
Yeah.
Wish it would have been longer than that.
Yeah, it didn't last.
Apparently, it just didn't. They didn't want Andy to be seen in that way, I think.
Right. You know
what?
I
think the writers.
Eleanor Donahue was superior to Helen Crump. I got news for you.
Well, that's, yeah. Well, you know.
And in my estimation, with all due respects to Helen, who Andy would eventually marry.
So, the original Pennywise the Clown's on our list today.
Come on up, Richie. I got a balloon for you. Don't you want a balloon? What's the matter? One balloon, not enough.
Try it!
I'll tell you what, there are a lot of people afraid of clowns and balloons because of that guy.
Ooh.
Pennywise the Clown from Stephen King's It.
Oh.
And Tim
that
Curry.
Is scary.
It originally, it was a movie a few years ago. But it was originally a TV miniseries, and Tim Curry was that clown. What are you, a clown? You funny? Yeah, there's no funniness there at all.
No.
It was
creepy.
Scary. Yeah. He's 76. Frank Viola, one of our former Twins.
Sweet music.
Won the Cy Young. Is he in the Twins Hall of Fame? He's got to be.
I got to believe it.
Yeah. Won a Cy Young back in 88, came up with that 82 class. Part of the 87 World Series. Missed his brother's wedding so he could pitch in game. Was it game 7 or game 1? One of the two.
One of the two. But he got a couple of W's, I think.
Frank E.V. Happy birthday to him.
He's
62.
Very nice.
Here today. Ashley Judd, one of the Judds.
Are you doing okay, kiddo?
I love you.
Listen, Maddie, I know that this has been really hard. But Angie's going to bring you up to see me next week, okay?
Yes, Mommy. Daddy!
What?
Nick?
Nick? You're alive? I loved her in that movie. You know, that's Double Jeopardy.
Oh,
Tommy
yes.
Lee Jones is in that.
Yes.
And he's good. And speaking of Tommy Lee Jones, Under Siege was just on.
Oh.
And yeah, Steven Seagal is the star, the hero, but Tommy Lee Jones, his performance in that is fantastic.
He stole the show.
He is. Welcome to the revolution, the whole deal there. Ashley Judd, Naomi's daughter, half-sister Winona. Has she done any singing? I'm sure she does on the side.
She must.
She's a big Kentucky Wildcats fan, too.
Yeah.
She's 54.
Fear me not, good people of Oz. Fear me not, for it is I, the great and powerful Wizard of Oz.
More tricks.
He did his best. He's not as good as the original Wizard of Oz. What's his face? From the original movie.
Yeah.
James Franco is 44 today. He was Spider-Man's buddy and the son of the Green Goblin.
Yes.
And in the
William Dafoe.
Oz the Great and Powerful, he was Oz. He was a man behind a curtain, Neil. You probably should look into that a little bit more. Be a man behind the curtain.
Yeah.
A lot can come your way. James Franco, 44. Kate Hudson.
We are not groupies.
This is Penny Lane, man. Show some respect.
Groupies sleep with rock stars because they want to be near someone famous. We're here because of the music. We are Band-Aids.
She used to run a school for Band-Aids.
She is the daughter of Bill Hudson and Goldie Hawn.
Oh, sure.
Kate Hudson, 43. That was her Academy Award-winning nominated performance in Almost Famous.
Mm-hmm.
That former linebacker, Troy Polamalu, known for his hair. Is he still doing Head & Shoulders commercials?
Yeah, he was a safety, wasn't he?
He's 41 here today. Oh, he was, but he was up at the line of scrimmage
all
a lot.
Time.
I mean, he can play linebacker.
Safety,
he's like Ronnie Lott.
He was, very much.
You're going to pay for all the Jedi that you killed today, Dooku.
We'll take them together. You're going slowly on the left.
I'm taking now!
No, Anakin, no! No!
His feeble powers were not yet any kind of a match for the dark side. Hayden Christensen, who was the older Anakin Skywalker.
Mm.
He got burned on a hill somewhere and was set on fire. Actually, I think Obi-Wan just spilled some coffee on him. And it was hot coffee.
It must have been.
They didn't have lawyers back then, so they didn't sue. But Hayden Christensen, and he's coming back in the new Obi-Wan streaming show as Darth Vader. And Joe Mauer, another former twin. He'll be a Twins Hall of Famer, certainly. Will he make the big Hall of Fame?
Remains to be seen.
If you look at his numbers just as a catcher, he's
probably
in.
Should.
He's
yes.
in. If you compare it to the other great catchers that are in there, the Johnny Benches, the Carlton Fists, and some of those, when you look at on-base percentage and batting average and some of the other things that he did, he is very much eligible and should be considered.
Sure.
So we'll wait and see when he's eligible. Joe Mauer here today, born in 1983. That'd make him 39. He's almost 40.
All right, gone but not forgotten. FBI agent Elliot Ness, his work including the investigation into gangster Al Capone and the things that he did was the inspiration for the show, The Untouchables, helped put Al Capone away. Born on this day, 1903, Elliot Ness.
Did he also get, he didn't get syphilis from him, though?
No.
Okay,
no,
good.
No. Comedian and actor Frank Fontaine in 1920.
Hi, I'm Crazy Cougar here. You know why they call me crazy? Because I'm crazy about malt oatmeal, chocolate, and regular.
I take chocolate.
I do, too.
You're a big Crazy Guggenheim fan, weren't
sure,
you?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I know you were.
Yep, he was on the Jackie Gleason show, and he was born on this day, 1920. He was one of the Darrens, Dick Sargent.
Between this big witch and the little witch upstairs and that witch of a mother of mine, you're really up to your neck in witches.
That's a fair statement. And I'd be lying if I didn't say there are times when I wonder if it's all worth it.
Rumor is, if there had to have been a third Darren, because you had your Dick York, your Dick Sargent, it would have been Buddy Hackett.
Really?
Buddy Hackett was going to be the third Darren.
Oh, I was hoping they would have stayed with the Dicks and win Dick Deacon. But
they need a full head of hair.
Oh, okay. 1930 for Dick Sargent. Actress James Mansfield, a beautiful blonde. It Takes a Thief, The Girl Can't Help It, and others. 1933. He was Arthur Dudley Moore.
A real woman could stop you from drinking.
You have to be a real big woman.
Arthur, will you take my hand?
That would leave you with one.
Girls, girls, hello, girls.
He was great as Arthur. And some other things. Dudley Moore, that actor, born on this day, 1935. And they're all gone, but not forgotten.
Guess again.
Who's peeking out from under a stairway calling?
One of the lead singers from the Association. How good is the Association? So many great hits there in the mid to late 60s.
Everyone knows it's windy.
Cherish, Never My Love, Along Comes Mary.
We had their greatest hits album.
Where they're up in a tree or something.
Yeah.
I remember that.
Very green cover.
Yeah. Or they were, no, it looked like they were in a tree, but they were next to a lake, and there was the reflection of a tree.
Yeah.
Larry Ramos Jr., 1942. And you also forgot, your staff forgot, excuse me, I don't want to make this personal, the inventor of the outboard motor. Ole Evinrude.
Oh.
You're our Sunday night outdoors people. They're not going to be happy with your staff.
No.
Ole Evinrude. Evinrude doesn't build them anymore, I don't think. They were bought out by Bombardier. And they were combined with Johnson. But then they made snowmobiles there for a while.
Sure.
But the Evinrude was the first ever outboard motor.
1877.
1877.
Wow.
He lived in Wisconsin. That's where his family settled.
Okay.
And that's where he made his fortune building those outboard motors. Now
they're all gone, but not forgotten.
And Bombardier, that is the actual way to pronounce that. Many people say Bombardier.
Bombardier, yeah.
But it's actually because it's a French-Canadian company.
Mm-hmm.
Bombardier. So next time you go ice fishing, I want you to say, please, be accurate, Bombardier. And I'll promise to say Monaco.
All right. It's a deal.
Would you like to start your Bob-a-thon with Craig Morgan, Redneck Yacht Club, mm-hmm. Summer Song, Alan Jackson chasing the neon rainbow, or Ashley's sister, Why Nona, No One Else on Earth?
With the sun shining, I'm going to go Redneck.
WQPM, Princeton, WLKX, Forest Lake, KDDG, Albert, KDDG, HD1.